Blog Talk Radio.
We're not playing any defense right now, whatsoever.
Nope. And you know when Lin Sanity is dead, when Jeremy Lin and D'Antoni pretty much says it's dead. I mean, really see, I mean, the hype, the Lin Sanity, I mean, yeah, I mean, the only thing that's in the garden right now is insanity, because these guys don't play any defense whatsoever.
Yep.
I mean, they don't pass the ball. This is anti Lin Sanity that they're playing in the garden now. They're not sharing the ball. You know, they're turning the ball over. I mean, sure, Jeremy Lin was turning the ball over during his, you know, during that seventh game streak.
Yeah.
And last month when, you know, he was pretty much setting the world on fire with his, you know, amazing underdog story. But unfortunately, it coincides with Carmelo Anthony returning. I mean, you know, in order for this to work, you know, they all have to share the ball. They have to play, you know, together as a team. And clearly, you know, they're being out-hustled.
Yeah, they haven't been the same team since that winning streak.
Yeah, it just unfortunately goes without saying. I mean, the Garden, I mean, you could just see, you could just see how the Garden was back. I mean, I'm just being tongue-tied right now. I mean,
yeah.
You could see how the Garden was back again just for a little while. It just kind of reminds you how it used to be back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, when you used to believe that the Knicks, you know, was like a legit championship contender. I mean, for those seven games, I mean, the Knicks was actually playing defense.
They were.
Defense nowadays is like a just a war cry from like the 90s. I mean, it didn't mean anything to these current Knicks. I mean, after this Lin Sanity, you know, period. I mean, these guys, you know, they don't share the ball. You know, they're just looking to score their stats and, you know, their points and, you know, just compile up points while the team lose by 20 or so.
Yeah, they've been bad, man. And Lin, he hasn't looked like the same player he was during that winning streak. You know, he's scared to take shots. He's hesitating on his dribble, stopping and then passing the ball. He's looking around too much. And he's still turning the ball over, and that's hurting us. But, I mean, he's had a good game. The last couple games, he's had a good game, but still, I mean, I don't know. We have to do something, man. We have to make a change in the starting lineup. Although we've made some changes. Didn't we add J.R. Smith to the starting lineup the other day?
Yeah, but that didn't work out. You know,
yeah.
Clearly he plays a lot better coming off the bench. I think he only scored, like, what, 5 points? Or
yeah, yeah.
The whole game last time they played against the Bucks. Another game that they should have won. I mean, sure, 76ers have been playing better. I mean, they're on what, top of the Atlantic, I believe.
Yes, they are. They are on top of the Atlantic right now.
I mean, 76ers, ever since last year, they've been playing better. And, you know, give credit to, you know, a defensive-minded coach in Doug Collins, you know, who's pretty much, you know, putting that team, you know, making them overachieve and, you know, playing good. I mean, speaking of J.R. Smith, Have you heard of that he got fined $25,000?
What?
Apparently, he took a Twitter photo of his girlfriend half naked, and that's why he's being being fined for.
This guy gets in all sorts of things, man.
Even in China, he got fined at least $1 million. Because he didn't want to go to practice. He was too busy playing around with his pet panda. Yeah, folks, a panda.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, man. He needs to get his act together and, you know, try to help the team win.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, now, is his girlfriend hot?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the photos, so.
But, I've
apparently she's a model, so I would assume so.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out later. That'd be worth it.
Worth the fun.
Yeah, but this team right now, they're not good.
Yeah, it goes without saying, man. I mean, it just really shows how Knicks is like the team that unites all the different type of fans, you know, in the city. I mean, Yankees and Mets fans are divided. I mean, if you root for one, unless if you're a bandwagon fan, you're not going to root for the other one.
Right.
Jets and Giants have their fans.
That's true.
Hockey, I mean, you know, if you like hockey, you know, there's Rangers, Islanders, and Devils. I mean, there's not that many hockey fans. I mean, you know, in the city. But Knicks, I mean, Knicks is like the team, no matter what fan of the other sports you are. Most times they're not. I mean, people love the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a basketball town, even though the Knicks haven't been playing any basketball. Well, I guess I was going to say since the past 12 years, I mean, other than the insanity period, but it's just really sad how mighty the Knicks have fallen.
Well, you know, they're still in an eighth spot right now, but the way they're going, they might freaking lose that spot to someone else beneath them.
Let me ask you an honest question. What is the next team you think the Knicks are going to beat? I know they're going to win a game, but...
Well, we play the Bulls next, so I don't even know if we're winning that game.
The Knicks, you can't even pick them to pick... You can't even pick them to beat the Cavaliers.
Man.
I mean, this is how the Knicks is, man. They play up to their competition. When they play against a good team, you know, they actually try to show up, you know, try to make them competitive, but then they eventually lose because the other team is better than them. And then the horrible teams, they play bad, and then they lose the game because they don't take the competition seriously.
Right, right.
So, I mean, until the buzzer is over at the end of the fourth quarter and Knicks have a lead, I'm not picking the Knicks to beat anybody until I see it.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs this year, D'Antoni definitely needs to be fired. He needs to be let go.
I think they were chanting to fire D'Antoni. The Knicks fans were PO'd, as you would imagine. I mean, I pretty much wasted my Saturday. I mean, my Sunday afternoon watching that game.
Yeah, it's pretty. it's hectic right now. Pathetic.
It is. It's really pathetic, man. Chandler shouldn't have. I mean, kudos to Chandler. I know he's a professional. He's getting paid a lot of money, but he should have just rested the game.
Yeah, he should.
I mean, this wrist injury is going to pretty much nag him for the rest of the year. And he picked up another technical, so he's like, what is it like? Three more technicals away. Because technically, in a regular season, the technicals is 16. You have to have 16 technicals a year, and then you'll mandatorily miss a game.
Yeah.
And then, but in this season, since it's abbreviated, it's 13 this season.
Oh.
So he's very close to missing a game. I mean, with his wrist injury, I mean, maybe it might be a blessing in disguise, but then again, we need his leadership, his. You know, defensive, I mean, one of the few guys on this team who actually play defense on a regular basis.
Yeah,
and who actually has
composure.
A ring. Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was saying he needs to keep his composure.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he gets very emotional out there.
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's you know, that's the blessing and the curse you have with Tyson Chandler. I mean, he's a very passionate guy. He wants to win. You know, he tastes the championship with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And he's not selling for anything less, but sometimes this guy, I mean, he gets a little bit too passionate and start getting technical fouls and needless fouls, putting himself in foul trouble. You know, he gotta sometimes, you know, play the game smart and not just full on just on emotion only.
Yeah. He's got to, like I said, he's got to, you know, he's one of the few guys that actually played defense on this team.
Yeah.
You know, and he's very emotional. Yeah, he's got to keep his composure, or else, you know, he's going to get so many technicals, they'll have to freaking suspend him.
Exactly. I mean, it just shows the difference personalities between him and Carmelo. I mean, not to knock Carmelo, because, you know, that's our guy, you know. In order for us to win a championship, he has to be the catalyst. But
he has to, but right now our leader is definitely Chandler.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. He is the leader of the team. No doubt about it. He's the only guy who could talk to Carmelo and Stoudemire without being intimidated by their, you know, their resume. You know?
And how many points did Lynn have today?
I lost count. Was it 9? 11? Yeah, yesterday he didn't play bad.
Yeah, he had like 20 something points. Yeah.
And with 13 assists, but
yeah, he played good.
You know, the Knicks don't play smart, and they get themselves in so much in a hole. You know, such a bad. You know, like a they're losing. They have to go on runs for them to take the lead and try to come back. And then
yeah, play catch up. Yeah.
And then once they get cold, it's ball game over, and they can't come back.
Yep.
They got to play a perfect game. They got to make their shots, play defense, don't turn the ball over. I mean, a typical basketball 101, but these guys, they can't maintain it, and that's why they're on this five-game losing streak. And the only people they could blame is the person they see in the mirror.
Yep, themselves.
Yep. So, I mean, they need to man up and play some defense and play some team basketball, or else it's going to be another dark day in the garden when the Rangers aren't playing in the postseason.
And Lynn better get his act together, or I'm going to be freaking yelling out racial slurs at
him. Come on, man.
No, because I'm serious, man. This is inexcusable.
Jeremy Lin is not the problem here. Jeremy Lin
is
the
part of the problem right now.
Everybody's part of the problem. Let me rephrase that. He's not the biggest problem on the team. He's one of the problems because, I mean, everybody on the team, you know, they need to do a little bit more for us to win. But Jeremy Lin is the least of underlying least of our worries.
Well, we'll see.
These guys just need to share the ball, play smart defense, man. And back to my Carmelo point. I don't remember if you remember that game when he missed a bunch of free throws. I mean, he was smiling. I mean, was this a Bucks game? I can't even remember which game it is because they keep losing so many games. They were, like, down by three. And, of course, typical Knicks, when they're down by three, instead of trying to shoot a three, they're trying to go down the lane, try to score inside and get the foul.
Right.
Which, I mean, most 99 out of 100 teams aren't going to foul you. I mean, when they're up three, with the final seconds taken away. I mean, except if they're the Knicks, of course.
Right, right, right.
But when they need a shot to just to tie or take the lead, they're trying to jack up a three that they don't need to jack up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we've been saying this for years, man. It's like they don't have no basketball IQ.
And they're always playing from behind. Like, you can't expect to win a game if every night you're down by 10 or, you know, 15 in the fourth quarter, you know.
They have to go, like, on a 15-0 run just to try to cut into the lead. Then, like,
yeah.
Maybe take the lead momentarily, and then they lose. And the other team goes on a run.
Right.
You can't be playing catch-up all the time. If they actually would have played competitively throughout the whole game and then went on the run, you know what you'd call that? I don't know if Knicks fans have ever heard of this. A blowout. I mean, come on. If they actually played the game good for a change, stay competitive, they would have blown out a team for a while. When was the last time they blown out a team?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Maybe during the insanity period. I don't know. I just can't think of it.
Yeah. They got to do better. Got to do better.
It goes without saying, man.
Yeah.
And switching gears, the team that need to do better, and they're not even in this town, is the Colts. There's major news, of course. The future Hall of Fame and former Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning, he takes his 14-year career entirely with Indianapolis Colts. I mean, the guy who nearly put the Colts on the map since probably since they lost Super Bowl III to the Jets in Baltimore. I mean, this guy, he's now leaving Colts, and he's looking for teams. But as we all knew, that team is not going to be in with the Jets because Mark Sanchez was signed to a 3-year extension, so he is still the quarterback of mine's and your, well, not yours, but some of the Jet fans listening out there. He's still our, you know, quarterback.
Do you like the move?
Do I like the move? Which one?
That he signed to an extension.
Sanchez, I mean, that's the guy. I mean, I still believe this guy's gonna do it. I mean, he just, you know, he just needs to be more assertive, like Eli was.
Yeah.
This year, he just needs to be assertive and not let, you know, these cancer type players who just because they have a, you know, they're pro ballers, and you know, won the Super Bowl or two. I'm looking at you, Santonio Holmes. You know, just because they've had a, you know, a great career, you know, bully him around. I mean, he needs to man up. I mean, this guy before this year, I mean, he went to back-to-back AFC championships. You know, so I mean, this guy has the talent. He has the ability. So I mean, I stick by the guy. What I have, you know, try to see, you know, if Manning would come, even though it is kind of risky. You know, the guy's 34. He has like 4 major surgeries. Yeah, I would investigate it, you know, see if he's interested. But they played it safe. I mean, I can't argue with that, because if you try to go after Peyton, you might lose two, both of them, because Sanchez, I mean, he's been known to be kind of sensitive, especially this year. So maybe he would have demanded a trade and they wouldn't get Peyton. I mean, who knows? I mean, they played it safe, so I guess I can't knock the move.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning, it looks like, you know, he's visited with the Broncos and the Redskins.
And the Dolphins also.
Dolphins, and well, there was another team, Cardinals. So, you know, there's a number of teams right now he's looking into. But it looks I hear Cardinals and Broncos might be the two front runners right now.
Yeah, I just hope he goes to the NFC and I don't have to deal with him.
Yeah. Well, it looks like he may want to stay in the AFC. Who knows?
It sure looks like that. I just have a feeling in my stomach. He's gonna sign with the Miami Dolphins.
Maybe.
I just have that feeling.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And whoever team gets him, they're gonna get a good quarterback. You know, an elite quarterback.
He automatically improves that team just by himself alone. And there's rumors that his former teammate, Reggie Wayne, is going to follow him wherever he goes. So.
Oh, that's good.
So look out for that.
Yeah.
And speaking of the other, or I should say the football team in town, of course, the Super Bowl, New York Giants, your Giants, another move that shows Eli Manning is, you know, about winning. I mean, the guy has 2 Super Bowl rings. He restructured his contract so it could free up, $5 or $6 million salary cap, extra salary cap, so the Giants can, you know, try to make some moves this offseason. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on
I love it. Manning? I love it. You know, that gives us some more room to add some more players and more depth. We just released Brandon Jacobs, but, you know, Brandon Jacobs, he's replaceable. You know, last 2 years, his numbers haven't been that great. So, I mean, we could find a replacement for him. But yeah, man, Eli just shows you he wants to win, you know, and I like that. Love that.
Yep. And what are your thoughts about the whole Peyton Manning, Mark Sanchez situation?
I think Peyton Manning's people told the Jets, hey, Peyton doesn't want to come to the Jets. That's
yeah,
what I think happened.
I think so. I really think so because, like I said, they played it safe.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was going to come here anyway. I mean, would I have taken a shot to get Peyton Manning even though he's 34? I mean, it is risky. He is up there. And he's had, like, four major surgeries, injuries. So I mean, it wouldn't be safe to do it. I mean, it would be the splashier news-stealing decision to do, but long-term,
yeah.
I mean, short-term, I mean, if he's healthy, it would be a great move. But
right.
Long-term, I mean, if Payne gets hurt or leaves and Sanchez, you know, demands a trade or whatnot, I mean, it's all or nothing move. It'd be like the Brett Favre move a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That's how you have to look at it, yeah.
He got rid of Chad Pennington. I mean, Chad Pennington was a good quarterback with the Jets. I mean, not great, but, you know, a good serviceable quarterback.
Right.
But, you know, you obviously went for the older, aging Hall of Famer, and it didn't work out. So, I mean, I can't argue with their decision. They made the smart move. They made the wiser move. And besides, Payne wasn't going to come here anyway.
Yeah, and you know, Sanchez, you know, he might improve. You know, he might progress this year.
Yeah. But switching gears quickly to the baseball. You know, the spring training is still going along. And Johan Santana, he's healthy. He pitched a little bit today. He pitched the first game on Tuesday. So far, so good. With him healthy, you know, Mets can be, you know, they play defense. You know, continue to play the game the right way. You know, who knows? It could surprise some people and get one of the postseason spots.
Yeah. They need their ace in order to be, in order to even think about contending.
Yeah. I mean, this is the team that came up with the phrase, you got to believe in 73. So, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah.
But also your Yankees, there's rumors that maybe next year, you know, since the Yankees are talking about cutting their payroll to $187 million. I mean, for a lot of teams, they'd be like, please, give me that payroll. Because some teams, 2 or 3 years in a row, they can't make $187 million. But, but the bad news for it is that Yankees cut one of their star players. They might cut Curtis Granderson or Robinson Cano next year.
I want to see that. I want to believe that when that happens.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I believe that when I see that. That's the rumor. I mean,
yeah, I don't see that happening.
If that happens, we'll definitely believe that when we see that. I totally.
Yeah,
agree.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yep. Rangers versus Islanders tonight. If anybody want to see that, you know, the battle of. The two New York teams.
Yep.
Going at it. Lastly, let's talk, you know, a little sports entertainment. WWE, you know, they're promoting WrestleMania. And the main event is going to be Rock versus John Cena. First time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they both had, you know, great promos. I mean, The Rock had the three hilarious history lessons. He was in Boston, which is Cena's hometown.
Yeah.
And Cena had a nice promo also with him talking in an empty arena. I mean, you know, it was a nice touch to it. But then they had the last confrontation. I mean, it was a good confrontation. My only problem with it was that when Rock was being serious about the match, you know, talking about he's going to whoop Cena's butt, Cena's just smirking off. Instead of, you know, being a typical, you know, battle mode, you know, two people who's, you know, trying to fight, you know, to prove something. John Cena, he's talking about, you know, him being serious, how this match is everything to him. But then when Rock's talking smack to him, he's just smirking. Like it's a Sunday night heat match or something. I mean, come on, man. And then as soon as when The Rock leaves, then he starts being serious again, you know, saying, you know, this match means everything to him and all this stuff like that. And then he got serious, man. He gotta stay with his gimmick, man. He gotta know when to stay happy, stay upset, and not just shift any moment.
Yeah, that's how you always do.
Yeah, you're right. But then again, other than that, you can't complain about, you know, the feud. They're actually elevating it. Cena's getting a little bit more edgier, like he was during his word life. And tomorrow should be a real good episode.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to see tomorrow.
Yeah, Rock's going to have a Rock concert, and John Cena's going to rap.
A concert, Cena rap, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
So that goes down tomorrow. And also major news in WWE, Shawn Michaels announced that he is, in fact, going to be the special guest referee at the Hell in the Cell match.
No surprise there.
Yeah, so that's also another interesting match right there.
Yeah.
Of course, you got CM Punk versus Jericho.
Yeah.
Should be a great WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But with that, I mean, what time it is, folks? I know you know what time it is, McCauley.
Yep. Time to go.
Yep. So I want to thank you for coming on the show, McCauley.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. And, of course, truly important. I want to thank you all.